Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
What's going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where are we doing this at? You know, y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. Go see Marty. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back in the building. We about to have another fire episode today, man. Having a fire week. Great week. No crash outs this week. Great workouts this week. And I don't know if y'all could tell, I'm losing a couple pounds. Not on purpose. I've just been doing a lot more conditioning work because I got the High Rocks race coming up. So. But I'm still lifting heavy, you know. But anyway, listen, man. If this is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. I need you to hit the like button. You're probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button? Because this is the best fitness podcast out. The coolest fitness podcast out. The dopest fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. And listen, man, we got the most haters, the most backlash. This is the funniest fitness podcast out. This is the most entertaining fitness podcast out. And you ain't going to find no other content like this, guaranteed. And if you're a returner, you already know you need to hit the like button. And before we get in the comments and get this episode started, listen, I need y'all to understand. Look, man, before you come in my DM disagreeing, or telling me to sit out. Yeah, bro, you might want to sit out on this topic. I need to sit out on this topic? Well, guess what?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
First of all, you better be in better shape than me. You better have trained some more significant names than I've trained. You better have better content than me. And you better have a bigger following with more engagement than me. If you don't check none of them boxes.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Ladies. If y'all want to come in my DM disagreeing. Don't be a woman who goes out of her way to stay fit as hell, look bomb as hell, and you sticking up for big backs. Why don't you let your back get big before you come up in here and defend some big backs? and I don't care what race you are.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
That's not flying over here. All right? You on the fit side. You need to be convincing women to be fit. Don't be in my DM on that bullshit. And I'm killing y'all already. And we ain't even get the episode started.
Dom the Monko.
Let's get in these comments before I go on the tangent. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Wicked Scorpion, what's good, bro?
Welcome to the show.
And then Dolly, Mark Carter. Which one will get arrested first? My guess, it depends who shows up. If Brown Baldy, Spider-Mo, and Michael Hawkins show up, Spider-Mo will be the first one to get arrested.
Dom the Monko.
Make America fit again. What up, Joe Thomas? Nice t-shirt with the subdued slogan. Appreciate you. The domestic, the funniest, the most entertaining. You already know, Jennifer. The dopest. Oh, the domestic. Look, I thought you was adding something to it. I didn't know what you meant, but hey, I'll take it as a compliment. Chunk Funk jokes, y'all crazy. Live on a Wednesday. Big back birthday dinner with the fellas. That's all good. High Rocks is really the only thing I would compete in. I have no interest in being powerlifting, me neither. Surrounded by weirdos or being bodybuilder posing, starving in my underwear for other men. Not my style either, but hey, you know, hey, do what works for you. Toss it between you, Spidey, Wicked Scorpion. We'll see. Jonathan D. Hall, what's good, brother? Oh, I'm willing to go back to jail again. That's crazy, bro. All that being said, let's get this episode started. Make sure I hit the like button. All right. Listen, man. Listen. Before we show this first video, do we have any Jamaicans on here? I think Sucking at Games is Jamaican, but he's not here right now. Do we have any Jamaicans here? Because y'all took an L today. Okay. Are Jamaicans American ninjas? Are we the same? Do we come from the same place? We're going to give them this.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
The women sticking up for big girls tend to do that publicly. As long as the big girl keeps it cute, then it's F that fat bear on a mad day. Yeah, that's crazy. All right. Well, anyway, Jamaicans. We got a Jamaican here saving big backs. Let's check out the Jamaicans out here saving big backs.
I tell Reggie that.
No, he better. Hold up. Ain't no way, bro.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Oh, nah. What he about to do? I see a big back and a horse.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
I know she not getting on that horse. I know she not getting on that horse.
No.
Oh. Oh, nah.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
You know that horse about to be.
My leg went out.
Listen. Now, we already got a whole bunch of simp ninjas out here. We got too many simp ninjas out here. Now we lifting big backs on the horses. What the hell is going on? We're never unbigging the backs.
Big back activity.
The girl's going to continue to get big.
Big back activity.
Well, you know what, girl? I'm going to just go and get a Jamaican man.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I'm going to just go get a Jamaican because Americans can't do it. So a real man going to lift that up. A real man going to lift up that.
Billy.
A real man going to lift all of this up. Y'all making it worse. Jamaicans. We got an issue with Jamaicans right now. This is ridiculous. Y'all picking up linebackers. Y'all picking up fullbacks.
What?
Y'all picking up linemen.
What?
And putting them on horses. Listen, first of all, that is animal abuse.
What?
At a certain weight, you shouldn't be on the animal.
What?
If you want to go to Jamaica, you should have got your gym membership first. You should have hired a trainer first and lost a couple of pounds. Don't come back home to America expecting men like myself to pick your big ass up.
Nope.
It's not happening.
Nope.
I only lift that much weight in the weight room.
Nope.
And you not a weight room. That's ridiculous. Fellas, if that's what y'all want to do, y'all do y'all thing.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I will never condone it. I will never support it. And I say what I said. You know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
It's ridiculous, man. Bumba Clot. What the fuck? This is the second time attempted animal abuse was being committed by a land whale. Do we need a response for this on Instagram and TikTok? Let me know. And YouTube Shorts. Where is PETA? It's unclear.
Nope.
I'm impressed that skinny black boy didn't get a hernia. He probably...
Nope.
He probably woke up the next morning. Bumba Clot. That poor horse and the idiot getting a hernia lifting that big back. I'm telling you.
Big back activity.
Well, congrats on not missing leg day, but dang. I hope he hit leg day because he's going to be hurt if he didn't. Yeah, I don't know. That lower back look a little compromised right there. I know that job don't come with benefits. He had to ice that back. First of all, pause.
No, did he, you know?
But you're right. I let you cook.
Let him cook.
But that was definitely a no diddy.
No diddy, you know?
He power cleaned her ass. That's what real men do, right? The horse is waiting to exhale. That bama lifted a blood clot refrigerator. That donkey mad as hell. Yeah, the donkey. You know that donkey mad as shit, man. Ain't enough white Hennessy in the world. And you know what? You know what he said after he lifted her?
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
You know he went Shannon Sharp.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Yes, we need a reaction. Say less. And IG responses needed. Oh, man, they about to cancel me. Jamaicans, your food is good, but you guys are taking L's after L's. But hey, at least rich white women are still coming to your island. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're up.
That's crazy. Ah, the horse said, God, and so did he, because he was trying to get some big back buns after. God, you know they exchanged numbers. God, and I'm killing y'all on this episode.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco,
DeMarco. Hey, make sure I hit the like button, man. Let's keep this thing going, bro. Jenny, what's up, Jenny? Live on a Wednesday. Hey. All right, man. We got a big back doctor visit. Listen, if it's your first time watching, understand that I love everybody. But black women, y'all took an L today, too.
Not going to say what race, what people...
Black women, what are y'all doing? Now, the other day I posted a stat talking about black women and the obesity rate. It's over half. Don't give me none of that bullshit. I'm just repeating the stats from the CDC. And this is what y'all do at a doctor's visit. What y'all think black women do at a doctor's visit? Y'all let me know in the comments. Y'all let me know what black women do at the doctor in the comments. Where is that?
Lick this just like you should my neck, my back, lick my just like that, my neck, my back, lick my.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
So you at the doctor's visit, more than likely for your weight.
Nope.
More than likely for your high blood pressure.
Nope.
High body fat percentage. Clog arteries. And you in the doctor's office trying to shake some ass because you think the doctor ain't there. Black people, we don't take our health seriously. And you wonder why we got the stats we got. Look at this one more time.
Lick this just like you should my neck, my back, lick my just like that. My neck, my back, lick my.
Ladies, what in the hell? Listen, hold up, bruh. You in here trying to get sexy at the doctor, and you in there, look at that. Look at that that pamper butt. She need to do some squats and some lunges. Black people, y'all done lost y'all mind. Trying to be sexy, and she probably was about to twerk in them big back ass pajama pants.
Big back activity.
At the doctor's office. But y'all want to sit here and say the diet don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Y'all want to sit here and blame genetics.
The diet don't work for you the same.
And blame the president for you being fat.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
Y'all got every excuse to be fat.
Phobia is rooted in racism.
But y'all ain't even serious at the doctor. You know she there for some health issues. You know she there for some health issues. That lower body don't have an ounce of muscle. That lower body, that lower body look like she cook all.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hog.
That lower body look like she at every drive.
It's Wendy's.
Every drive-through.
It's Burger King.
And when she get to the window, what you think she ordered?
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Which one of y'all ninjas got her out here feeling sexy? Which one of y'all? Y'all ninjas out here, you know she cooked for the ninja too. And you know what she cooked with.
Put it in the oil!
I'm sorry. This right here is embarrassing, ridiculous. Black people, we got to do better.
You know, black people.
No!
It's ridiculous, bro. Old school song. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with her if she's moving like that. Her neck, her back. But she got to put down those snacks and...
My back pregnant.
Her back pregnant. Black women taking L every day. Uh-oh, they're going to cancel you, Mark, because I didn't say that. Mark said it. See, Marty Fitt didn't say it. All right, sister soldiers, get him. They do say black women are the most obese race of any women in America. Definitely not in Africa. I mean, it's the truth. It's the truth, man. It's the truth. Lizzie's laughing. Lizzie, you're terrible. Lizzie, you're a black woman. Why are you laughing, Lizzie? You're not supposed to laugh. Because you're a black woman, Lizzie. And Jenny, here to see Tune with his shirt on. Hey, yo. She wearing two diapers. She definitely wearing two diapers. Some dusty black dude who smokes black and miles gassed her head up by saying, yeah, girl, you thicker than a snicker, ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
The nurse in the back probably quit that day. Yeah. Cassandra Palmer, she probably said, I don't want my weight taken today. Yeah, can we not get on the scale? I don't want to know my weight. That's fat phobic. Okay, idiot. That's some ghetto ass behavior. It is. She wilding all outside. Big back, calorie stack, Popeyes, Five Guys, C. Marty and Five.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
All right, Shannon Sharp.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Hey, hold up, bro. Hey, listen. If you see me steal that on the gram, don't get mad. Actually, I got to use that. I got to use that in the video. I got to take a picture of that, bro. We got to throw that in some content. That's too good. That's too good not to throw in some content. Her Simpson sister say, you gone, girl. You do you. I need to get a black woman voice gassing up fat women. Y'all remind me of that. I need to get one. I wouldn't lick anything on her or off her.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Mark Carter. You're out of here, buddy. We're trying to have a peaceful day. We having a good podcast. And you come in here with that bullshit. You're done, my boy.
Strike three, you're out.
Unfortunately, black women are taking L's every live stream. Wicked
Strike three, you're out.
I'm going to kick you out. I ain't going to arrest you, but that was close. Her neck, her back, she need a gym membership to unbig that back.
Big back activity.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.
She dancing for Spider-Man. Hey, where's Spider-Man at, man? Oh, there you go. Big Spider in the building. If you got Hennessy belly after you got married, still watch the podcast. It's cheaper to keep her. Ask Iman Shumpert.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Bruh, shut the fuck up. Bruh, what's wrong with you? Her leg went out. It did.
My leg went out.
I'm sure Chris. I do have a Jenny L tonight. Michael Hawkins, he keep joining on my baby mama, B. Simone.
my leg went out.
B. Simone is Spider-Man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. Our folks can't leave the hood at home. They can't. I promise. I didn't mean to be disrespectful about Tune Looking Fine. I respect all you. Jenny, that's not disrespectful. You good, Jenny. It's cool. We just at the end of the day, we the source, Jenny. So that's what come with being the source. It gotta eat. Yeah, she. Oh, you know she.
Eating. It gotta eat.
You know she eating. You know, goddamn well, you meant what you said. It's okay. Mark Carter talking about who going to jail? You, Ninja. Exactly. Mark Carter's out of here.
I'm not gonna say ninjas. What race, what people.
Ninjas. Ninjas being ninjas on a Wednesday, and I'm killing y'all on this episode. Hit the like button. Let's keep it going. What we got next? Oh, y'all going? Hey, listen, guys. Yams, hams, hog mugs, you funny. Listen, all right, guys. I can't even moderate y'all and control y'all. Y'all gonna do what y'all do. We got this guy here. He said, just gonna put the alert out there.
No Diddy, you know?
I'm gonna put the alert
first
out there.
First of all,
yo, that's past course, man.
He said he has a small shtick because he's fat.
No Diddy, you know?
He said it. Those are not my words. He said it.
No Diddy, you know?
Let's check it out. Jenny trying to dabble in the dark. Y'all are crazy, bruh. Y'all are crazy. Hey, hit the like button, man. Let's check out what this guy had to say.
I'll say it if no one else will. I have a small shtick. Most fat men, if not all, if you see them and they're morbidly obese, have a small shtick.
No Diddy, you know?
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in. It's not necessarily small. There's just so much fat around it, it makes it small. So as I lose weight, God willing, it'll get bigger.
Whoa.
No Diddy, you know?
Hey, hold up, bro. Don't blame that shit on the body fat percentage.
No Diddy, you know?
You either got it or you don't.
But it's just one of the examples of how I'm uncomfortable in my body and about how my body makes me feel bad about myself. I had tits at 12 years old. I probably needed a bra before most of the girls in my sixth grade class.
That's crazy.
No Diddy, you know?
But we fat phobic, and there's nothing wrong with this.
And that just made me feel like a mutant. It made me feel not human. It made me feel so uncomfortable in my body and interacting with the world around me. So I came off as self-conscious and insecure. I didn't come off as self-conscious and insecure. I was self-conscious and insecure. Even to this day, when I'm walking down the street and I see people look at me, I'm thinking that they're staring at me because I'm so large. And I don't know how to get over that other than losing weight.
That's the only way. Get your ass in the gym and drop the weight.
As I lose weight, I'm hoping to learn how to love myself. And right now at my...
I thought all fat people love themselves.
My size, I don't think that's possible. Because anyone who truly loves themselves isn't this. It's just unhealthy. And people are unhealthy in a lot of different ways. But this is so screaming to you every day as you look into the mirror. You don't love yourself. You don't love yourself. You don't love yourself. And I don't know how to get over it.
All right. Okay.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, man. Listen. You clearly see, being this size, people are self-conscious, hella insecure, clearly, and a tad bit delusional. Now, you got some fit people that's off their rocker. But clearly, this is adding to a lot of the mental health issues. We know we in a mental health crisis. That's why I played the video. It's a lot of big back people online talking about they confident, they this and that. They getting ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And this how he feel in real life. Don't get it twisted. Y'all are crazy. Y'all are crazy. I already know y'all tripping. Yes, we're going to play the video again. We are going to play the video again. Don't worry. Lizzie, that's what you're... it's like, no, let me stop, Lizzie. They said, that's what you like, Lizzie. Jenny said, whoa. But this is a fitness podcast. It is a fitness podcast. We don't fat shame. The pizza pepperoni moved to his chest. Mad Spunks, that's your first comment of the day? We love it.
Let him cook.
Next one, you're getting out of here, though. But I'll let that one slide. Moon pie body ass. Facts. See, Marty, you tripping. My bad. My bad, Olimar. My bad. For sure, gender neutral. For sure, pronouns. Did I get the pronoun button? Yeah.
How dare you?
That's going to be the pronoun button. That's the white button, the Karen button, the pronoun button. That's all three.
How dare you?
He could have and should have kept his journey to himself. That's true. Some people don't need to pop out right away. Get some results first. Put a bra on. I must have come in at the wrong time. Get a damn bra, bro. I agree. He need to get a damn bra and stop going to damn barbecues.
It's barbecue in there.
From Alabama, where they have HBCU, High Body Calorie University. Hey, Brown Baldy, did Alabama State make the NCAA tournament? Did I see that? Or am I tripping? Shout out to Alabama State. Jenny said, Indian Dolly said,
what?
Hey, yo, why would you admit that on camera? But at least he's talking about accountability for his past actions. If you're just joining, I'll show you what he admitted on camera.
I don't know how to admit.
My bad. I'll show you what he admitted on camera.
I'll say it if no one else will. I have a small shtick. Most fat men, if you see them and they're morbidly obese, have a small shtick.
No diddy, you know?
But they say fitness ninjas got the small stick. They say fitness trainers got the small stick. I ain't never heard no fitness trainer go online and say no shit like that.
Nope.
I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm trying to, yeah, I don't know. Bro proud to have bra. Titties under his armpits is nasty. Wear your shirts. That's, yeah. If you love yourself, put on a damn shirt before Diddy sees this.
No Diddy, you know.
Diddy's for sure watching. If you're a man that wore a bra before the rest of the girls in the sixth grade and still don't want to lose weight, don't watch the podcast. What up, SAG? You missed the Jamaicans too, SAG. Lil D and big tits is nothing compared to the visceral fat around his heart.
Let him cook.
You know it's packed with visceral fat. You got to censor bro tits or you gonna get canceled, see Marty, for titty shaving. He told the truth. The rest of the fat community don't want to do. Hope he lose weight. I definitely respect it, but hey, he could go about it a different way. This feels like soft porn. That's crazy. Why is Slim Gun watching? What the, bro? Fat ninjas not usually as delulu as the women. That is true. The video is the antithesis. This video is the antithesis is the body of the body positivity movement. He built like he married with step kids. He's giving stepdad energy. Stick small, breast large. No wonder he's gender confused. Talking about some.
How dare you?
He built like Peg Bundy's mom. Why you on the internet talking about your shtick? That's crazy. I'm gonna get that soundboard. Word up though, it takes some serious courage to do this video, even if it's just to be internet famous. That's why I said I respect it. ASU won the first round of the tournament. They play Auburn tomorrow. Yeah. I think they play St. Francis, right? One of my homies coach on St. Francis. That's how I saw that. Live on a Wednesday. Hey, that ninja is a step pronoun.
How dare you?
We'll look at him one more time.
It's not necessarily.
One more time.
I'll say it if no one else will. I have a small shtick. Most fat men, if not all, if you see them and they're morbidly obese, have a small shtick. It's not That's necessarily crazy. Small. There's just so much fat around it. It makes it small.
Yeah, we're cooked, man. Hey, fellas, if that don't motivate you to get in the gym and get your shit together, I don't know what will. But you know what I do know? I do know that I'm killing y'all on this episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Yeah, step pronoun is crazy, bro. He's definitely a step pronoun. Definition of Pat. Why is he talking about his pee-pee online? Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't. This is a new generation of men. I wasn't raised like that. What kind of research Slim been doing? Man, listen. The titties so separated and not speaking to each other. That's crazy. All right, man, let's keep it going, bro. We got the Jenny crew. Jenny, what the hell is going on, Jenny?
How dare you?
Jenny, get your crew, Jenny.
How dare you?
Y'all out here, the big back Jennies is out here tripping.
How dare you?
Let's check it out. So CDC did an obesity study. Let's check it out. Where's the CDC video? Let's check it out.
Spiral.
Let's go.
And I'm going to bring you along with me.
We love that.
Uh-oh.
So as
buckle
I'm,
in. Let her off the leash.
She's
in.
Buckled up. So as I'm sitting at my computer doing research for this episode and pulling up statistics, I find something that the CDC released in 2009.
Uh-oh.
I'm scared. The CDC released a, quote, obesity cost calculator.
Oh.
You telling me obese people making people lose money? Let's check it out.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I know where this is going. Wait. Insurance premiums for companies. Money. The financial losses linked to their overweight employees. So
overweight employees are causing financial losses. Uh-oh.
I'm not even there yet. I'm going to spiral more. So it's called Lean Works.
Lean.
What kind of big back spaz reaction was that? Hold on. What the hell was this? Hold up. Hey, Jenny, what the hell is that? Jenny, you do that? Hold up. Jenny, you do that?
Lean Work.
Hold up. One more time. Hold up. What the fuck was that?
Lean Works.
Hold on. Look what she do.
Lean Works. And it stands for Leading Employees to Activity and Nutrition. The website provides various resources to employers, including an obesity cost calculator. Estimate the total costs associated with obesity and determine annual obesity-related medical costs for their companies. 2, information and resources to help employers plan, build, and assess interventions to combat obesity.
They just taking up space, ain't making the company no type of money.
Intervention.
And that's the word they use. That's the word.
Intervention.
That's the word.
Them big backs about to have a heart attack, man.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Before I give my commentary, hold on. You know, my dog in the building. What's rise and rise? What's going on, man? What's going on, man?
Dom DeMarco.
What's up with the big back Jennies, man? What's going on, man?
I swear to God, I was going to do this video tonight, bro. I was like, I'm going to say this.
Bro, what the hell is going on, bro? Yo, man, that shit crazy, bro. All right, man, let's get in these comments because I know y'all cooking in the comments, bro.
Oh, my God. I was like, in the back chat roll. I said, oh, my God. That's the same video, too. That's crazy.
The whole room smells like heavy-duty people funk. That's crazy. You know she used Head and Shoulders because she ain't got no neck.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Hey, ma'am, what shampoo do you use?
How dare you?
That's wild.
Why she have a collar on her shirt? It's right under her chin. Hey, yo. My obese coworker called in twice this week for illness, and the rest of us had to do her work. Oh, nah, that's crazy.
That's a foul.
It's Wendy's.
That's insane.
That's a foul.
The Jenny and the White got a Benzino neck.
Hey, that's probably the best one yet. I like that.
Turtleneck. Oh, man. Wear her neck. Potluck Podcast. Hey, oh, yo. God. Potluck wow, Podcast. That expression looked like the mouse from Tom and Jerry. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
She looked like no neck Ed, no neck hippopotamus. She was necklace. The big back Becky has no neck and looks like a giant thumb with a top knot. Y'all crazy. Man. Think she cooking them when they talking facts about her. Facts. Mm-hmm. That spaz face she made is the same face she make when they don't put enough food in her Chipotle chicken wrap.
Let him cook.
The fuck her neck at? She left her, yeah, she left her neck at home. She needs some extra chicken because she left her neck at home. Oh, man. Yeah, Kobe's here. Yeah, giving more views for his APM. Big facts. Hey, man. What you think about that, Kobe?
Bro, this big back of tree is getting insane. It's getting out of hand.
That's crazy.
I mean, what was so like? I missed the first part of it, but like,
so basically, they came up. The CDC came up with a study basically saying fat people are causing financial losses for companies. Like, they're not productive. Yeah. So, and they, of course, they had a fit. So, hey, man, listen, the facts are the facts.
Yeah, I was about to say.
You feel me?
If these are facts, they the facts. Why are they mad at the truth? They cringing at the truth.
At the truth, man. Listen, all this made up shit ain't helping you unbig that back.
Big back activity.
And we speaking facts, and we killing y'all on this episode.
Dom DeMarco.
He must be in Disneyland.
Man, listen, we got this guy here. He's upset at the big back trend. So, and he has a lot to say about it. Let's check it out. Y'all gonna love this one too. Where he at? Here it is.
Keeps talking about the big back thing where everybody's like, oh, he's big backed. I'm pretending to be big back. I have a pillow on my back and it's big back. When I don't grasp it. Is it a joke?
Boy, you need some chapstick. Nope.
Is it saying you don't want to be fat? I don't understand what's going on. Because personally, it feels like you're afraid of being fat. You're just making...
We're afraid to be fat.
...in front of fat people. And it's like we've looped back.
Yes, we're making fun of fat people.
Somehow, and how we were being a little bit progressive. Because I enjoyed the fact that we were starting to give fat people their credit and their dues. We're going to give them their flowers. Now,
give them their flowers for what?
That's what
are we giving fat people their flowers
that's
for?
Really nice. And then out of nowhere, this whole big back trend started where everybody's like, yeah, I'm big backed. I don't like big. It's strange. It feels disingenuous because you're only performatively progressive when it applies to people that you care about. You
why
gotta
he not
be
fat?
Progressive all the time. Don't be performative with your progressiveness. Always strive to be the next step.
I don't care what he's talking about. Ninja look like that. I ain't listening to him.
That's very important. It matters a lot. Because
with the pick in the back of his head, he got the pick in the back of his head. The fuck? Yeah, Brian, I don't know, give a fuck.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
What you talk about?
If a fat person saw that, you making fun of the big back thing, they have a big back. And now they're going to think, oh, you don't want to be like me. You don't think I'm
no.
big. And I understand the sentiment. I understand. Because believe it or not, I used to be a fat kid. I used to be tubby. I used to get picked on. They used to make fun of me. That was a whole...
So why are you not fat no more since you're going so hard for that shit?
There it is.
That's part of my childhood. I was made fun of all the time. I wasn't the skinny twig kid that got made fun of.
And it worked for you. So it's going to work for somebody else.
I was the fat lard dude. And it's not fun. It's not fun to have.
All right. I'm going to fast forward a little bit because he's talking in circles. But it was one part that I wanted to pinpoint specifically. Let's see if I can find
and
it.
And bullied and insulted. I'm just sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of having to defend my stance on something all the time. I detest it.
He started talking about food. I want the part about food.
Gaining from this. What do you gain from that exchange? Nothing. I imagine you gain nothing. I imagine what you gain is a small joke, a Shut small joke. Little laugh chuckle, and this it destroys every sentiment that you've given previously because you've now chosen to stand on the side. Why? Why is it a thing? And it's hard to lose weight in America.
Here we go. Here we go.
Because we're not really eating real food. We're eating all processed nonsense and garbage. And it is difficult, look, in essence, to actually eat real food because it hurts us to eat real food, it seems.
It hurts us to eat real food. Get this ninja out of here, bro.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Hold on. Let me see what he say to finish this point.
Like, it's not fun to eat real food. So I'm now confused. I'm actually taken aback. I'm flabbergasted.
Oh, brother, man. Oh, my God.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
That nigga said it is hard to eat real food.
So what are we talking about, bro?
Bro, he like he watch anime.
He got to.
The real way.
He got to, bro. What is going on, man? It is hard to eat real food because it's not fun. Yeah, we're cooked. Make America fit again. We're going to save the world.
That's ridiculous, bro.
Crazy. What this ashy lip Thundercat talking about? He look like a burnt troll simping for the big box. Ashy face ass. I want to be around for my grandkids, so yes, I'm anti-big back. Yep.
Dom DeMarco.
That's exactly the flower.
Let him cook.
This dude need a hair comb and some testosterone. You peeped the last two guys we showed had no testosterone. None. The kids do say big back. I love when the kids say big back. How many colors in his busted fro? Let's see.
Everyone, and I mean everybody.
I see 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's probably a different color 5 in the back of his fro.
Oh, my God. That man got green and red and brown.
Yeah. Can't take guys like that serious, man.
Hell no. It's corny dudes like this, bro. It's just be like, they don't even need a microphone. Like, take that shit away.
Yeah, we need to do a microphone screening before ninjas buy a microphone.
That's facts.
But they're going to say, I don't need a microphone. They're going to say, me and you don't need microphones, too. So how you get around that?
They can't cancel us. So I mean, shit, they just going to have to hate. They going to have to hate, bro. You feel me?
Homie needs chapstick, his rainbow bonnet, and his mug with Zesty. He do needs chapstick. And drink water. Dude got no brains inside that cotton candy. Oh, my God, Brad. It's hard to eat real food, but I bet he got a problem eating booty with no hesitation.
Dom DeMarco.
No, sir. Not on this good Wednesday. You ain't getting away with that shit.
Strike three, you're out.
Oh, my God.
And you look tired and electrocuted.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jenny, he definitely need to.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Oh, you know, man. Dude's breath is rocking, facts.
You know it is.
Face dry, hair dry. He probably thirsty too, old dry ass ninja. Even the conversation dry. That was dry as hell. Listen, yeah, man. We have people who are no longer fat going hard for fat people. Why ain't you just stay fat? That shit don't make no sense. That shit don't make no sense, bro.
You simping for something that's not even you.
At all, bro. At all, dog. Crazy, man. All right, let's keep this thing going, man. We killing y'all on this episode. Hit the like button.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
The usual cast of characters are going to jail. Yes, the same ninjas go to jail every episode. All right, we got Samira. You know who Samira is?
Samira. Elijah. I feel like I heard that before.
All right, well, she reacting to Candace Owens. So let's check it out, man. Okay. Now, I'm sure you've seen her before, bro.
Didn't she do some content in like Forever 21 or something like that?
Yes, yeah. Hey, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I know you're talking about.
So I'm big on fat shaming. Now, of course, this movement of fat acceptance is all across social media. And there is this woman who is, I guess, a fat representative. Her name is Samira Miller. She's got 1.5 million followers, by the way. So there is definitely a following for being openly fat. And
Candace, if you're going to try to degrade me, at least say my name correctly. Samira. You know, I watched your whole 6-minute, 23-second violent, discriminatory rampage toward me and other fat people.
Oh, brother.
And all I have to say is, I feel sorry for you. But I mean, I feel sorry for anyone whose sense of self-worth is found in a relentless pursuit of proximity to whiteness.
So, telling fat people that they no longer need to be of that size is whiteness.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Wow.
That's where we at
that
now.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Whiteness.
But Candace, this message is not for you. This message is for Congress.
Congress.
Oh my God.
Hold up. You telling me you ate too much food, now you calling it for Congress?
Nope.
You ate all that Popeyes, now you calling it for Congress?
Lord, I had to get for Popeyes.
You had all that Burger King, now you calling it for Congress?
Burger King.
You put all that food in oil, now you calling it for Congress?
Put it in the oil!
Bruh.
Yeah, we're cooked.
This is too much.
This message is for our federal lawmakers.
Lawmakers?
Fat phobia is real.
Oh.
Discrimination based on weight is real.
Oh.
It should be illegal. It should be criminalized.
Illegal and criminalized to talk about fat people.
It gotta eat.
And Candace Owens is just one example. But fat phobia, it permeates every single structure of our society.
I know y'all see that fupa.
Did that become my fupa B&B?
Healthcare, education, entertainment, just to name a few. And it also lies at the intersection of other identities that are already federally protected from hate and bias.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
Oh,
go get a
shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Go get a damn gym membership.
How dare her?
How dare you? Ninjas.
As if we didn't have enough problems
crazy
in this
out here,
city,
man.
And she gonna bring politics in this thing. Like, we so cooked, and they're gonna call her racist, whiteness, to call out big bags.
It's crazy. All the crime going on out here, I'm not going to get specific because I don't feel like getting political today.
Yeah.
But you want to call people calling out your weight being a problem a crime?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
She is the crime.
America's cooked. Yeah, you need to go to jail. Yeah, for being fucking lazy and unproductive. You getting all this money off Instagram. Can't hire no trainer or nothing. It's cooked out here, man.
Real talk, this is what the devil wants, bro. Like, this is literally evil that's going on.
What I say the other day, God sent some demons down with Lucifer, and one of them is the big back demon.
Big back activity.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact. Anytime you listen to some shit like that, like, come on. Like, we always talk about this. Science is there. You walking your way to heart disease. That's the number one killer. Mm-hmm. And obesity. Yep. Is a big contributor to that. You walking down that to listen to dumbasses like Samira. That's why she blocked me.
No, did she for real?
Yeah, she blocked me on Instagram. She posted some shit. That's crazy. You know who the girl Aiva is?
Aiva.
Thick fitness joint, thicker than two Snickers. You probably seen her, bro. It's like 5 A's, Y-E-V-U-H. I think it's 5 A's. But anyway. She was talking about Aiva for saying big back and all this shit. I went in them comments and started cooking her ass. I said, "Oh nah, fuck that! Right. You ain't coming for Aiva like that." And then yeah, so
facts. I'm about to go look her up, bro. I'm about to see.
Yeah, if you can't find it, I'll send it to you.
All right.
But yeah, nah, she's tough. Let me get through some of these comments, man. Y'all cooking in the comments.
Yo, they going in, bro.
How is a roast violent?
Let him cook.
How dare you? Damn, Jenny.
How dare you?
It's Wendy's.
Here we go again. Another race baiting babble. Samira, go kick rocks. But fat people really want to be skinny. Of course they do.
It gotta eat.
But they keep eating. Her front is bigger than her back.
Big back activity.
She telling me she got ass on her stomach. You telling me when she shake her ass, she shake her stomach?
Nope.
From the front.
Her back shots is from the front?
Nope.
You tell her bend over, she say which way?
Nope.
Oh my God.
So you telling me she get smacked in the ass? You gotta ask which ass?
Nope.
She's sweating from standing and talking. Oh. Somebody please shut her up.
Bro, for real, I said the same shit. I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Why is she trying to talk like Louis Farrakhan? Hey, yeah. Is this the girl that was talking with her hands last week? Probably. Did I have her on here last week? I can't even remember, Jenny. I'm going to be honest with you. She can't fit nothing in the store. She had to wear Debo shirt and Big Show pants. Oh, she don't have a stomach. It's all fupa.
Bitch, that become my fupa B&B.
She thought she was cooking, but she seemed like she needs to be away from the kitchen for a while. And you know what she's cooking. You know what she's cooking in the kitchen.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, all rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkey, rabbit. You name it.
She need Congress to get the feds to chase her big back ass in the shade. Nah, yo, calling Congress is crazy, bro.
Yeah, she knew better than that. Now.
Come on, because people called you fat. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Because you are fat.
the truth. Don't even like the truth to where you're going to call Congress. Congress going to do nothing for you?
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
If they had a televised debate, Candace Owens would destroy her. But I will say, the girl Samara did go to Harvard.
Did she?
She went to Harvard, bro. So she's not a stupid girl, but at the same time, I'm not going there today. I'm not getting political today. I'm not getting political today.
All right. Damn.
She could have been a DEI Harvard student.
Let him cook.
She probably was.
She's a plant, bro. She's clearly a plant, an industry plant. So that's the whole nother topic for another day. That is chunk funk that permeates society is crazy. They don't care about that. They got better laws to make than tracking people who say the word fat. Exactly, man. Mm-hmm. I can't get all the comments, man. Y'all going crazy in here.
They are. They going there.
Yeah, man. Hit the like button. Notice she ain't even played all of what Candace said. Of course not. She ain't go to Harvard. She went to Lardford. Educated doesn't always mean intelligent, more intelligent. I'm telling you.
She was doing the same thing that the big neck chick was doing with the cringe.
Yeah.
She started doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, Jenny, I think that was her. That was her. All right, man. Hey, we killing y'all. Let's keep this episode going. We're almost done.
DeMarco,
y'all know Wednesday. We're going to be here all night. BBW had a bad date, and she's going to tell us about it. This right here is crazy. Did you find the page, bro?
I didn't get to find it, bro. Can you send it to me?
I'm going to send it to you, bro.
Okay. So I just want to say that I went on what I can confidently say is probably the worst date I've ever been on.
Oh, brother.
I have been on bad dates because, well, why does anyone go on bad dates? Nobody chooses to be on bad dates. It just happened.
Oh, brother.
So I went on a bad date today, this morning. He was 15 minutes late. He told me that he was going to be late, so I was okay with it. But he was 15 minutes late, and then he was, and the whole date lasted 30 minutes. 35 minutes? He got there at 9:46, and he left at 10:16 in the morning, and he asked me a lot of weird questions. I don't know if TikTok would flag me if I like say that, but that should just be enough.
I'm sorry, bruh. I'm sorry. This is ridiculous, bruh. Wicked Scorpion said, "Is that Fat Velma?"
No, she do like Fat Velma.
Yeah, she Scooby Doo, cause she got Scooby booty doo. She got booty in the front and the back, and they both do the same thing.
Is that a fan?
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Enough to. What kind of questions he asked me. I just hate dating in LA. I hate dating in general. It's really hard.
You better love whoever go on a date with your big ass.
Dating as a bigger girl.
You get caught on a date with somebody like that, your life is ruined.
It's even harder. And I hate it. I hate it. There's no other nice. Like, I live in LA. I'm born and raised in LA. And I feel like the dating scene for bigger, plus-size women just sucks, unfortunately.
Rightfully so.
And it goes through a lot of, like...
why do women like this think they could compete with the baddies? Especially in L.A.,
in
bro.
In L.A., right. L.A., the baddest is like, bad. And you overweight.
And L.A. ain't just the girls from L.A. It's the girls from the East Coast, Midwest, down South. L.A. is a hub. Why do you think you can compete in LA?
He's in the worst spot to be overweight.
This big back delusion.
Nope.
It's getting crazy.
Vetting and like trying to figure out if they're like weird or not weird, and it's really hard. So I commend anyone who is on this journey, because I think I'm getting back on it.
She might be a pronoun.
How dare you?
And I just, it's like, it's a silent car ride for me, you know?
Yeah, she's not saying anything, but that right there. We've gotten to a point where these women think they can compete with the baddest of the baddest. The fattest of the fattest think they can compete
with the baddest of the baddest.
With the baddest of the baddest. Off the top.
That was a bar. And it's funny because the fact that she even got a date. First of all, you in L.A. and she can get a date in L.A.
Bruh.
I got to question that dude, bruh. Like, who, like you said.
What you think he look like? Now. What you think he look like? He ain't must have had no bun since 2019.
He look like
him old, cook.
Thundercat.
Are you, Thundercat. So you telling me? So you telling me she went on a date with this ninja?
Keeps talking about the big back thing. Everybody's like, oh, he's big backed. I'm pretending to be big back. I have a pillow on my back and it's big.
Hey, he posted that video. She slid right in his DM.
Yep. He said, hey, baby, let me take you out.
Yeah, she's trying to eat.
He gotta eat.
Probably taking her ass to Dale, a big back restaurant.
It was late. Then they went to get cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
It smell like a Thundercat together.
Hey, yo, that's crazy. She big.
Oh, my God.
They're what size gloves she wear? You said what?
They're perfect for each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And going so hard for big backs. He better have a big back girlfriend. Yeah. The way he was going hard. In L.A., she got a date. They could have gone on an ice cream date for real. I hope Kyle Shanahan on the live so he can sign her. For a block for Purdy. That's insane. That's insane. Her hands look like softball gloves. You're allowed to be fat in LA. I ain't seen nobody fat like that time I was in LA. Hell no. I can't get every comment, man. Y'all going crazy in here. Dude that had a date with her looks like Lewis Skolnick from the Revenge of the Nerds. What's the Revenge of the Nerds? Did I see that?
I don't know what that is.
Nerds. Be easy on him. He got out of there. Hey, yo. I hope they meeting her at the buffet because that bill going to be crazy. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Ninja is a whole pyro troll doll. Right. Shout out to Holly.
Shout out to Holly.
For the super chat. Thank you, Holly. Been gone a while, just had a knee replacement, ready to get back to normal. Okay, well, we're glad you're okay. We knew you would come back, Holly. We know you didn't leave forever, because that's not allowed once you're part of the fam and part of the source. So welcome back. What a visual. Fat Velma and burnt gender-neutral troll going on a date in L.A. It's from 84, that's why. Slim with the rainbow hair. Married to the big joint and watch her kids while she eat and cheat. That's crazy, bro.
Hey, they're gonna be on a 600-pound lifestyle. I guarantee it. They get together. He gonna be then cooking her meals and everything.
They talking about, well, she got a boyfriend. I can't get a man. I'm like, okay.
Right.
Would you date him?
Nope.
Exactly. All right, man. We got one more video. You say what?
These people will say anything, bro.
They say anything, bro, to stay fat, bro. You seen the post I made today about wives being 39% more likely to be fat in a marriage?
Oh, I thought it was the husbands. Which one?
I did the husbands yesterday. I did the wives today.
Oh, I ain't know about the wives. Oh, man.
Yeah, I did the
wives. Let me see.
Yeah, I did the wives today. You got the page? I sent you the page.
Oh, yeah. I replied. I was like, oh, right.
Damn.
You want to know what's crazy, bro?
That's crazy.
I'm not. I don't be on no groupie Ooh. Shit. She commented on my video the other day too.
Word, what she said?
She liked and commented. I can't even remember what she said. That John had so many comments, but I was like, "That's what's up. That's cool." I'm gonna actually get on the podcast one day. I'm gonna grow the podcast a little more.
Oh man, yeah. That'd be big, man. If she got on that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Straight up, Instagram needs to ban folks who speak bullshit instead of them encouraging people to live unhealthy lives. Absolutely, man. The Kevin Hart gets me every time. All right, let's get this last video. We got an Eggo ice cream sandwich. No, sounds crazy, right?
Eggo ice cream sandwich.
Eggo ice cream sandwich.
How is it that I live downtown Dallas, but I'm way over here in Arlington, bro, because y'all bind up everything, so I can't get the Rice Krispie treats.
Hey, Elijah Wan, do you sense?
No Diddy, you know?
Yeah, that's the first thing I said. Here we go.
You feel like that? All right, I thought I was tripping.
Well, somebody told me about these Eggos. This is how it look. We're going to see if they better than the Rice Krispie treats. Y'all the first bite. Hey!
Oh, nah. He's spilling crumbs and shit.
Yeah, you're right, bro.
No Diddy, you know?
Yeah, that's a little pause.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's passive. That's past crazy. Pause, man. And they come with four instead of three.
He got crumbs on his lip.
For the same price as them Rice Krispies.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow. Oh wow.
I think I might sit here for a second.
Oh wow.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
The American black male.
We are.
That is the American black male. We're cooked.
Cooked in this. Jesus.
If you don't act like that, you toxic. That's what they said.
Well, I'm toxic as hell then, because I'm going to act like that, bro. Toxic masculinity, baby.
This my thing, though. Why when stuff like that come out, why are we the first ones to rush to go eat that shit? But then we the first ones to say black people don't have access to healthy foods. Black people don't got access to this, that, this, X, and Y, and Z. You feel me? And a girl came in my comments the other day and was like, black people don't have access to healthy foods. I'm like, so why the fruit and vegetable sections always got everything? Those are toxic. So Eggo ice cream sandwich, not toxic?
Crazy.
So the fruits and vegetables at the grocery store are not better than that, is basically what you're telling me. Shit is crazy. We're cooked.
It is cooked. We eating all this stuff, and even the food he eating, super estrogen.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Acting like that now.
Soy boy stuff.
And black people, and this is the thing, we can spend so much money, but can't spend it on eating healthy. They'd rather spend it on alcohol.
Yep.
Big back snacks.
Absolutely.
But then at the same time, say they can't afford real food. And then say it's hard to eat real food.
Matter of fact, how much you think that box costs? Hold on. Let's play a game. Hold up. Let's see. Eggo ice cream sandwich. How much do a box cost? Okay, a box of four is $8.49.
Yep.
$8.49 for four of them.
It's sold out in Kroger. That's a damn shame.
That's a pack of chicken breasts. That's a pack of chicken breasts right there. You could get a couple bags of vegetables.
You can.
You get a lot of fruit with $8 too.
You can, yep. That's a whole pack of actually cheaper than a whole pack of chickpeas. It's cheaper than that. And that's four meals. That'll last you a whole day.
But we can't afford it, and the diets don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
And I guarantee he bought two boxes. He ain't bought just that one box. No, he bought.
Come on, you know, he probably bought four or five.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, all this shit about the food don't affect black people the same. Well, how does that food affect black people?
We cooked, and this is why we cook. Eating all this Big Mac food, you know they dropping all this chemicals and stuff in the food. And we were just talking about that on the live today, talking about real food versus actually dieting.
Yeah.
People so messed up that they think eating real food is a diet.
That's crazy. Like, that's not how you're supposed to eat, like, on a regular for the rest of your life.
Come on, man.
Shit is crazy, bro. Shit is cooked. Definitely no Diddy. Facts. 100% estrogen made ass ice cream sandwich.
For real, bro.
Being all excited over some food, fat boy behavior. I don't know why he's chewing like that. Definitely a soy boy.
Yeah.
Yes, his back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
Want to eat a cold-ass Eggo. His big back.
Big
ass.
Back activity.
All in the camera smacking no Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
Ooh, that's crispy.
Ooh, that's crispy.
Ass ninja. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. He definitely looked like he was about to say, that's crispy. Hold
up. How is it that I live downtown Dallas, but I'm way over here in Arlington, bro, because y'all bind up everything, so I can't get the Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, he did say crispy.
Ooh, that's crispy.
Hold up.
Somebody told me about.
Hold up. He looked like he said, ooh, that's crispy when he did this. Hold up.
Dad, yep.
Yo, hold on. Gotcha.
He walked out, he said it. Ooh, that's crispy. Ooh, that's crispy.
Hold up.
Ooh, that's crispy. Ooh, that's crispy. Ooh, that's crispy. Oh my god.
Hey yo. No, that was perfect, bro. All that hand movement, nothing but yes, bitch.
You are a fool.
No bullshit though, bro. I be clowning like this all day,
bro.
All fucking day, bro.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Tears, boy.
They called that man Miss Thang is crazy, bro. definitely all them fruits.
Yeah.
But waffles and ice cream are good made at home. If black people don't have access to healthy food, try telling that to Africans or other indigenous people. We ain't even gonna go there today, man. Come on. We ain't gonna go there today, man. Oh man. Oh shit! You got a roll, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to bounce.
Go ahead, bro. Do your thing,
bro.
Do your thing, bro. We about to get up off of here anyway. But I appreciate you joining, man.
Shout out to you, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit you offline, man.
Okay.
All right.
I already know.
Hey, what you got Sunday? You get back on here Sunday if you ain't doing nothing, man.
Okay, we can do that.
Just let me know, man.
Okay, I got you.
All right, bro.
All right.
I'll holler at you. Yep. Hey, give it up for Kobe Rise and Rise, man.
Let him cook now.
Got on here and cooked for a little bit. Definitely appreciate the fam coming on. If you a ninja getting the ecstasy face while eating Eggo in an empty parking lot, don't watch the podcast. The price of junk is the same price as healthy. Exactly. That's a pack of ground beef, potatoes, rice. Him slurping the ice cream is it low testosterone behavior. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Slurping is crazy. That is insane. Oops.
No Diddy, you know.
I just told Kobe chicken breast, arugula, and mustard 2 times a day. Boring but delicious. Definitely boring. Late check. What up, Mona? Our ancestors ate real food. They absolutely did. You can get a box of pancake mix and ice cream to make your own waffles and ice cream sundaes. Exactly. All right, man. We almost ego young boy. That's crazy. Real food is supposed to be a lifestyle. Hey, I'm sorry. I gotta play that part one more time, bro. I gotta play that part one more time. Hold on. Here you go.
Ooh, that's crispy.
Ooh, that's crispy. Ooh, that's crispy.
Hey, get his ass off the screen, fellas. That's not what we doing in 2025.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
That's not what we doing in 2025. It's crazy. People get fat as hell eating like a child. Grow up and cook your food. The funny part is these major food companies throw these crappy chemicals in there simply to cut down on costs. Yep. And people get mad like these corporations give a damn about taste, flavor, or quality. Yep. If you're a gender-neutral male who gets off on eating processed frozen desserts or want to share your personal business while in need of a man bra, don't watch the podcast. You dig? You play too much. Y'all have no idea. I'd be like this all day. He did a praise dance to the almighty Big Back Activity.
Big Back Activity.
Hey, should I get this soundboard? Should I get this on the soundboard, y'all?
I'll say it if no one else will. I have a small shtick. Most fat men, if not all, if you see them and they're morbidly obese, have a small shtick.
Oh, man. Hey, appreciate y'all watching another fire episode of the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Hold up. I gotta do it one more time, bro. I gotta look at it one more time. Hold up.
How is it that I live?
Hold on. I think he about to do it. Yeah, he about to do it. I got you. Hold on.
Ooh, that's crispy. Ooh, that's crispy. Ooh, that's crispy.
Oh, man. All right. If you like estrogen ice cream sandwiches, don't watch the podcast. No pity is crazy. Make a sound with the Zest Ego taster too. That sounded insane.
No diddy, you know.
Which video was the worst one shown? The worst one for the day was definitely I have a small stick. That's how dude danced at a diddy party. Hey, yo. Wicky Scorpy said he ain't trying to hear that all the time, man. All right, bro. Listen, appreciate y'all. Like I said, another fire episode on the Less Crunches, More Crunches podcast, man. Follow my social media. C Marty Fit on Instagram. C Marty Fit on TikTok. C Marty Fit on X. C Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share it with a friend. Less Crunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts if you want the audio form. And listen, I'm about to run off the track dying laughing. Y'all crazy, man. I'll be live again Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern, man. Be on the lookout for the content on Instagram and TikTok. Got some funny shit on the way. Appreciate y'all watching. Make sure y'all hit the like button. And make sure y'all sharing the podcast with people, man. We got to grow this thing. And appreciate y'all. Love y'all. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And if you want to eat Eggo ice cream sandwiches, damn sure, don't watch the podcast. I'm going to catch y'all on Friday. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.